Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today, we're going to have a 2023 NFL draft prospect. We're going to highlight the quarterback out of the University of Tennessee, Mr. Hendon Hooker. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And joining me is a gentleman coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. I don't have to say no more. He's got years of experience covering all the great players that came through several NFL drafts. He's covering it like no man, no football player, no coach. He's been with us for almost a year and a half, and he's really added a lot to 100 Yards Football. He's blowing up on social media, by the way. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly, and I'm your host, Vincent Turner. But before we get into Hendon Hooker, it's something I like to say this morning here on 100 Yards of Football. You know that I've had a great run over the last year of this product really going to another level. And today, Logan Landers is out as our producer. But the gentleman who's making my dreams come true, who's been with me doing this great ride over the last 3 years, and I met him 3 years ago. He's special to me. Mr. Jeremiah Long is our producer today. And make no bones, man, I would not be here without him. And it's funny how God works in his plan before we get into Hendon Hooker. We was working at a paper. He knows what I'm talking about, Mr. Long. And the first time I did this, I was scared. I didn't know whether or not I can really perform this at a high level. Not saying I'm a guy that needs to be on NFL Total Access. But it was so much energy after I got through. And everybody was coming up to me. And this guy came up to me from the stage and said, hey, man, if you need any help in a quiet, eloquent way, he said, I'm here for you if you need me. Things didn't work out where we at that other spot. And man, look how God has put this plan in. And finna talk about Hendon Hooker with this gentleman here who studied under Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. I couldn't be more blessed. So I want to tell him on live before I get started today, thank you, Mr. Jeremiah Long, for making my dreams come true. And you know what? Me and him are from the great state of Tennessee, which only got about 6 million people. But let's get into Mr. Hendon Hooker out of the University of Tennessee. Mr. Daniel Kelly, you have the floor.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning to you, Mr. Turner. And yeah, absolutely. Hendon Hooker, we're talking about the quarterback out of Tennessee, 6'4", 218. My nickname for him is String Bean because he's kind of like, he's got that frame, that lean, nice frame to himself. This guy, in 2021, of course, let me begin by talking about the game film. This is something so many NFL draft expert analysts do not talk about what games did they watch to come up with their opinions and their evaluations. I'm one of the only evaluators in America, if not the only, to hold myself accountable to the game film. So let's talk about Hendon Hooker. In 2021, for sake of accountability, I went back and watched him against South Carolina. Ole Miss in Alabama, and he put together a nice season statistically. He was 206 out of 302 for a 68.2% completion percentage, 2,945 yards, a 9.8-yard average. And I want our listeners, our fans, to start paying attention to that average per 9.8 yards there for Hendon Hooker, and 31 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. We're going to come back to that as well. NFL comp, NFL comparable. I compare this guy to a Tyrod Taylor, who has carved out a really nice and long sustained NFL career where he's thrown for over 10,000 career yards in the National Football League. There's also a little Randall Cunningham to Hendon Hooker and to his game, as far as the way I see him on the game film. A very interesting looking prospect. 3 things initially stood out to me. Let's circle back for a moment to those stats he put up in 2021. 3 things initially pop out at me. You know that song, Pop Out at Your Party, whatever. 3 things pop out at me, okay, when you look at Hendon Hooker. Number one, 68.2% completion percentage. The one word, if I was sitting in an NFL war room and one word could describe Hendon Hooker, it would be efficient, okay? That's what we see when we see the 68.2% completion percentage, is we see efficiency. Number two, like I mentioned, let's start paying attention to the average per completion. 9.8 yards for Hendon Hooker. What does that mean? It means he successfully drives the ball downfield. Another thing that we look for in scouting. Number three, hey, 31 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Not an FCS, okay? We're talking about FBS football, okay? We're talking about a high touchdown to interception ratio here, and that's very important. Why is that important? I've sat in meetings with Bill Belichick in his defensive meetings, and he's preached about ball protection, okay? Ball protection, what quarterbacks try to do. Okay, ball protection means, what does that mean? It means he protects the football well. He does not take reckless chances with the football. Very important. Not a guy who's prone to turnovers, okay? And the thing, too, that was impressive about Hendon Hooker, just off the top of my head here, was how he performed against Alabama. Yes, he got beat, but listen, Alabama is a great tune-up for the NFL. Alabama is almost like an NFL team themselves, okay? He hung in that game. He kept coming at him, and he threw that beautiful deep pass down the right side against Alabama, which was a very nice completion on the deep ball, okay? NFL mock draft database, great site if you want to see how the entire draft community is feeling about draft prospects. As of May the 7th, Pro Football Network had Hooker in the first round at number 11 overall. SB Nation had him going number 21 overall in the first round. Where do I have him? I'll get to that in a moment. First, let me unpack Hendon Hooker from a scouting standpoint. Let's start unpacking the positives, okay? This guy is athletic. When we start talking about him, we must talk about Hooker's athleticism. He's a true dual threat who operates out of the gun. Good ball handling skills, good play action skills in the pocket, okay? This guy is somebody who can slide around in the pocket, and he can evade the rush and get out of trouble if he sees it coming. More on that in a minute. He drives the ball downfield, like we talked about with that 9.8 yard per average, on the completions. He's somebody that has a NFL arm, good arm strength, showed he can effectively snap it off and flick his wrist and drive it downfield. Okay. This guy has a good throwing motion. He has, and now here's something that I want to just really, I don't want this to get lost in the evaluation. Okay. He has very good downfield ball placement. We're not talking about completion percentage here, okay? Because some quarterbacks can have a nice completion percentage, but the receivers are like acrobats. They're jumping up way up in the air to catch the ball. They're sliding like they're stealing second base to catch the ball. Okay, that's not what we're talking about with Hendon Hooker. He puts the ball where it needs to be. He has excellent ball placement, and that is a premium for NFL quarterbacks, okay? That's why Mac Jones was so high on my radar back when he was coming out of Alabama. Beautiful ball placement downfield, okay? Much like McKee in Stanford. He puts the ball right where it needs to be. Very, very important. And he can also fit the ball into tight throwing windows into tighter coverages. That's important as well. It's something where he puts his receivers in position for what I call yakety-yak, yards after the catch. He puts him in good position. The ball is right where it needs to be. The receivers can run right through it in stride. Very important as far as picking up additional yardage on offensive plays. Okay. Continuing on with the positive. Yes. Wait, there's more, as they say. Don't touch that dial. He works the short to intermediate levels of the field because of that ball placement very well. He works the perimeters outside the numbers very well. He can make all the throws, ins and outs. He throws a very nice slant pattern. He throws nice skinny post in the intermediate level. He puts it right where it needs to be. He can just cock back and unload it effortlessly. And he has a nice deep accuracy and ball placement. Like I said about that pass against Alabama. This is very important, folks, okay? A lot of these young quarterbacks coming out of college, they can't hit the broadside of a barn deep, okay? This guy actually can complete deep passes, makes him extremely intriguing to me due to his deep ball accuracy. It's not every time, but it's enough of the times, okay? The negatives, yes, there are no tens. As Tony Rizzondo taught me in his book, Secrets of NFL Scout, when I was growing up and learning to become an NFL scout, there are negatives, there are no tens. Let's unpack it, okay? Too often, he tended to lock in with his receivers. He just kind of, like you can see his head just locked into the where he was going with the ball and he threw, okay? That's a problem in the NFL. You don't want to end up on ESPN with the pick six going the other way, okay? Sometimes he becomes hesitant in the pocket to pull the trigger, okay? That's something, too, that needs to be worked on. Sometimes he waits, number three, waits till the receiver is open. He's going to have, like all these college quarterbacks, okay, the number one difference between college football and the NFL, okay, as far as quarterback is concerned, is in college football, these quarterbacks can sit there and wait till the receivers are turned and open with their hands up like you're playing catch with a little kid in the backyard, but you can't do that in the NFL, okay? Those are pick sixes. He's going to have to learn to throw timing routes better in the National Football League. That's something he's going to have to work on. Number four, he does not have good pocket awareness. This guy, I mean, it's a positive that he's so downfield minded and so focused downfield throwing the ball, but he gets just crushed in the pocket sometimes because he's not seeing the pass rusher, sensing the pass rush in the pocket. Thankfully, he doesn't fumble in these situations, but that's something he's going to have to work on. He's blind to the pass rush just too often. He doesn't see it coming. Number five, of course, you know, kind of piggybacking off that previous point, is he doesn't throw the ball way under pressure, and he takes offensive losses as a result. I don't know if that can be corrected, but the big thing is going to be the timing routes there. But despite the negatives, okay, and despite the rawness I see, and I just rolled through on game film, I go back to the critical factors, the critically important things that he does have. He has incredible efficiency. He has athleticism. He has good ball handling skills, and he has a nice deep ball that's easy to catch. These are attributes are rare from my experience, and they cannot be taught. So in my big board at this point, okay, I have Hendon Hooker going in the second round of the 2023 NFL draft. His ball placement efficiency is just super attractive to me as an evaluator and as an aspiring general manager in the NFL. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, on Hendon Hooker, quarterback, Tennessee.
Well, you know, I'm from the great state of Tennessee, and let's be in reality here. The University of Tennessee has went through a lot of tough times over the last few seasons with their football program. I don't have to bring up Jeremy Pruitt, the situation right there. But when Tennessee football is good, college football is well. This one of the programs has had a lot of history. But what Hendon Hooker has done for the University of Tennessee, it's like that group, the Scorpions. Rock you like a hurricane, baby! It's early morning. The sun has come out. And one thing Hendon Hooker did, me being a Tennessee fan, he made me proud. And I think Tennessee is back. I'm not saying they're going to spring any big upset. I'm not saying they're going to end the year ranked in the top 10. But what Mr. Hooker did, he gave us life with that offense. Averaging 39 points last year, seventh in the country. He took over as a game starter, I believe, in game three. 2,900 yards passing, 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And then when you look at the great state of Tennessee and what he did for that football program, I start thinking about all the great people from Tennessee. Alvin York, World War I. David Crockett, the Alamo. Then you think about all the great quarterbacks that played in Tennessee. From Bobby Scott, the Jimmy Streeter, the Alan Cockrell, the Tony Robinson, to Peyton Manning, the T. Martin. Granted, T. Martin won a national championship, but when you look at his overall resume, his skill level is just as good as any of them. Then I like the maturity of the young man. He transferred from Virginia Tech, put up good numbers there, but he couldn't really get along with the head coach, Justin Ferrante, who got fired. And Justin Ferrante used to be the head coach at Memphis. How is this plan working out from God's plan? But the guy has roared his father, Allen Sr. Hendon Hooker, was the National Black College Football Player of the Year in 1986, the quarterback position. So the young man came to Tennessee really rare to play, and he was mature, and he had his degree. Right now, he's at the University of Tennessee. We talked about him in a really, really good way. He's working on his master's in communication. So you got a football player that's got a very, very situation going on here that's very dangerous with a very dangerous football team from the offensive standpoint. Then most of all, the key point, the 2022 NFL draft was very weak at the quarterback position. There was a lot of people really picking at him to come out. But he said, nah, I wanted to come back and play for Coach Josh Heupel. That's saying a lot because the young man is 24 years old. He'd be 25 by the time the 2023 NFL draft comes around. But what I like about it, that point right there, Tennessee is not favored to win the SEC. They're not favored to win the national championship. But he decided to come back because he sees something that's really starting to build at Tennessee. Something big. Something like it was in the 70s. Lester McClain. Bobby Scott, Kurt Watson, 1985, Tony Robinson, Tim McGee, Eric Swanson, Joey Klinkscale, Keith Davis, 1989, Andy Kelly, Vincent Moore, Anthony Morgan, Chuck Webb, Reggie Carr. Then Peyton Manning came along in 97, Marcus Nash, Jamal Lewis, and then the national championship team that had T. Martin, Perlis Price, Alvin Wilson, Dwayne Goodrich. See what Mr. Hooker's going to do. He's going to restore that legacy, that history of Tennessee football. Granted, I'm not really saying that Tennessee is going to be a team that's going to win the SEC. Of course, Alabama and Georgia are the two top teams, no question about it. But I like that offense. Defense has some ways to go. They got a big-time player, Jeremy Banks, out of the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, on that side of the ball, and the great safety, and Trayvon Flowers. But when you look at Tennessee's offense, they're going to be some hard to handle with Mr. Hooker under the sun. And like I say, he returns one of the best receivers in the country in Cedric Tillman, who had over 1,081 yards last year. And Mr. Timmons going to continue that legacy at the wide receivers to give Mr. Hooker a playmaker, NFL talent. I'm looking at Mr. Tillman, Tim McGee too, Anthony Hancock, Mike Miller, Kyle Pickens, Alvin Harper. Then he got that transfer coming down from USC, that transferred over in Maine. And they say he looking like the next one in line, Brew McCoy. Remember him? He was a five-star that committed to Texas, but he eventually ended up at USC. 6'2", about 205. And then they got a gentleman that's ready to break out the wide receiver position by Jimmy Callaway. That's from Morrow High School in Morrow, Georgia, who I saw play at quarterback. Mr. Hooker, I want to say thank you. Thank you for restoring faith and hope with the University of Tennessee football program. You rocked it like a hurricane, baby. Granted, they didn't play well in the big games against Georgia and Alabama. But you know what? They made enough noise last year to get to a bowl game to go 7-6 after what happened with Jeremy Pruitt. So that just says a lot about that young man coming under center. He didn't even start the opening game. It was Joe Milton. But he played his role. He played the maturity side. And you see what's happened. Tennessee is going to have a good year simply because that young man is going to be very dangerous under center for Tennessee. And the one thing I like about the young man from a skill standpoint, he's very elusive in the pocket. He's got an NFL arm, but his accuracy. He's putting fear in the people in the SEC now. And then think about this. Tennessee averaged 39 points a game, as I just mentioned, seventh in the country. But they put 45 on South Carolina. They put 45 on Kentucky. They put 45 in the loss to Purdue. 56 in the win over Texas, Tennessee Tech. Heldon Hooker. I know we got some great quarterbacks in the 2023 class. Bryce Young out of Alabama. C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. Will Levis out of Kentucky. Grayson McCall out of Coastal Carolina. Tanner McKee out of Stanford. But make no bones, Hendon Hooker belongs in that class right there, baby. And I'm excited. I'm ecstatic about the University of Tennessee football program right now. The days of Jeremy Pruitt and Phil Fulmer is over. Thank you, Josh Heupel, national champion with OU when they beat Florida State. Hendon Hooker, rock you like a hurricane, baby. It's early morning. Final words, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Turner, you got me fired up listening to your your background information on Hendon Hooker. And I tell you what, you make a lot of valid points. As my NFL mentor used to tell me, if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And that's the intriguing thing about Hendon Hooker. This is somebody who I can see, like I said, an NFL team taking in the second round. You know, this, I know you're a Cowboys guy. This would be the perfect second round draft choice for the Dallas Cowboys to bring him in, plug him in behind Dak Prescott, let him sit there for a couple years, learn the system. Because this is somebody, okay, the interesting thing, and he's somebody that can come in the game if he has to. This is somebody, like I said, that can drive the ball down the field. What you look for in a second string quarterback initially is someone who's not going to come in and throw the game away, someone who's not going to take stupid and ridiculous chances with the football. This guy's efficient. He can throw the long ball. He can make all the throws. He's got the arm. And when I watch that flick of a wrist, okay, when I watch that, it really reminds me of Randall Cunningham and how Cunningham used to throw the football. Listen, you touched on a lot of great points. I love how he hung in there, fought against Alabama, okay? There was no back down in this young man whatsoever. And also, too, you touched on an interesting point, Mr. Turner, about his family history with his daddy and his football background and the family background, okay? This is something I know from doing some off-the-books work with a scout from the Baltimore Ravens when I talked to him. The Ravens, for example, pay – and these teams like the Patriots and these Belichick type of teams where these guys come from, they pay very close attention in the scouting reports to family history. Having a dad that played football at that level is very important. I mean, how do you think Hooker grew up, right? Hendon Hooker grew up. He grew up around the game. He grew up, his daddy was teaching him the mechanics from the time he was throwing the football at 3 years old in the backyard, okay? This is somebody who's had the training and he's building off what his dad did. I really like Hendon Hooker. I liked everything I saw in film. I like you talked about, Mr. Turner, how he's brought the program back. Another sign of a leader. I like the fact, actually, he'll be 24. He's to say going on 25 by the time the 2023 NFL draft rolls around, because there's maturity. There's more maturity there. And let me tell you something. You know, that's a position that demands maturity to be in that quarterback position. So there's a lot of things I like about Hendon Hooker, and he is high on my 2023 NFL draft big board.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
My final words about Hendon Hooker, first and foremost, I'd like to say thank you for coming on with us today, live from Key West, Florida. Once again, to our producer who's producing the show today, Mr. Jeremiah Long, my heart, my soul, my thank you go out to you, man, because I wouldn't be doing this at this level if it wasn't for him, because he believed in me, and he's a gentleman that's behind all the great pictures that you see on our Facebook page, 100 Yards Football. I thank you, man. And him being from the University of Tennessee, he's a Carnes High School graduate, Kenny Chesley. He's a big-time University of Tennessee fan. So my final words about Hendon Hooker is very, very simple. I remember I had visited Knoxville several times over the course of my life, but I moved there in 1985, the year that Tony Robinson had Tennessee at another level. And he had made the cover of Sports Illustrated. He got hurt that year, and Darrell Dickey came in and led Tennessee to a 11-1 record, won the SEC, and had that big upset win over the University of Miami in the Sugar Bowl. So what Hendon Hooker has done for me, being a big Orange fan, is very simple. Shout! Shout! Let it all out! These are the things that we do without. Tears for fears, baby. Big Orange! Shout! Shout! Let it all out! Thank you today for watching 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.